Hi, and welcome to another episode of Juicing Radio with your favorite hosts, Andrew Flores, Carla Alcantar, and their special guest, Andrea Ferrer, in which today we'll talk about how witch hunts and McCarthyism are similar to how people are accused without having solid evidence during court.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Juicing Radio with me and Carla. Well, today we are going to talk about how people relate McCarthyism with witch hunts and how it is used nowadays and what we do. In order not to have the same problems as when we had this back in the days. Now, the question is, should people be worried about this being a problem in their lives? Is there a way to prevent these accusations that people make towards people who are innocent? And what are the ways in which we can solve this problem without having the innocent person being accused of something they didn't do, but still being accused guilty of the crime?
Well, let's get started on this topic. So, we have seen in the movie, film, and the novels that there are people who are being accused of a crime they didn't commit, and without having solid evidence of how to prove this person guilty of this crime, because A, they have a really bad lawyer or representative, or B, they have eyewitnesses who didn't really get description of the accuser. People who have been in this situation want to know how and what are some of the ways to get out of this problem, and how they should just take blame for something they didn't do. Maybe now with the technology we have, we can prove people are innocent, such as video recordings and DNA testing. Andrea, what do you think about this, and do you think this is true?
Well, first of all, I just want to start off with thanking you guys for inviting me to your podcast, which is such a huge honor to be here. And well, I think that I do agree with this, because I don't know if you have heard in this article that came out not so long ago about Robert Brown, a man from Manchester, England. He was accused of committing a murder of a 51-year-old woman and was arrested because supposedly they had enough evidence that proved him guilty of the crime.
Oh my God.
For the locked up for life for crimes they didn't commit by BBC News, they have said that even now that he has been released from jail and proven that he was not the one who caused this crime, he still had troubled memories of what he has experienced during his time in prison. And on top of that, he said that they took everything away from him. And well, in my point of view, this is something that's very cruel and sickening, because how can the judge and the jury let this happen without having the defenders show and prove the solid evidence that they have accused this innocent person with?
Well, I have also heard that sometimes the people are accused. I do agree with you, Andrea, and actually have seen many similarities between McCarthyism and the Crucible. For example, the delusional girls made false claims about the existence of witches in Salem without having any proof. The cause of these accusations caused people to believe these girls and began to get scared. This also increased the hostility in Salem.
Well, I have also heard that sometimes these people are accused guilty because maybe one of the eyewitnesses that were present during the crime might have not had a real clear look of what the attacker may have looked like. An example of this would be the 19-year-old African-American who was accused of a crime who he did not commit, but was arrested because the eyewitness was asked to see the line of people who might have looked like the people that she described to the police. He or she may have not given to the police, and on that case, I think this is not reasonable. I think it's reasonable that some people sometimes make mistakes, and things like this could happen.
Yeah, an example of this would be from the novel that Arthur Miller wrote, named The Crucible, in where towards the end of the book, sorry to the people that haven't read it, but at the end of the novel, they found out that there was no such thing as a devil being present in Salem, and that it that it was just a game that the girls from the village made up so they wouldn't be judged badly.
Although McCarthyism has a lot of similarities, there are some differences. McCarthyism would affect a whole nation. In the Crucible, it was only in a town. Everyone would automatically believe anyone who said there was witches, because when anything weird happened, they always blamed the witches. To conclude this podcast and discussion, McCarthyism relates to Crucible in many ways, because it
proves that people are sometimes make the mistakes just to have attention from a troubled situation that they have done.
Furthermore, Andrea, Andrew, and I would like to thank you all for listening to our podcast, Juicing Radio, here every day to talk about topics that you asked for. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for tomorrow's new topic. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.